Steinman, who was Nifter, remember when he came to the Heights? Right? He was in Breuer's.
I remember when he spoke.
Yeah.
Was there?
No, I was not there, but, you know, so he was a man over 100, you know, from the Zikne Hador. So,
No, his message was that every shaved has to hold on to its Masorah.
Right. So, you know, a person who lived life for so many years, Obed Hashem, and give a drocha to people, and is involved in the Dalai Lama's Shahalacha for so many years, it's a tremendous hashpa on the person and a tremendous hashpa on the door. So, so that behooves us. There's a void when somebody like that passes away. That there's a void in the door. So we should always be trying to be mashlim to do more Torah, more chesed, because to be mashlim the door. That's what some explain with the concept of kaddish, where you say, you know, since a person is nifter, there's a void. So some explain that's why kaddish is saying we should, you know, fill that void, but you know, to have kfar shemayim be misrabe. So you know, as a man of, you know, tremendous Obed Hashem and a madrich to many people. So it's something that should keep in mind, and you know, we should make sure that our lives should be filled with that, and we should, you know, how we should all be zolka to live at least the amount of years that he lived at least, you know, and so to give opportunity to fill our lives with Torah, to fill the world with Torah and chesed. Okay, so we mentioned yesterday that the whole concept of Mamid is really for the 2 days in the Mishnah and then the 2 days in the Gemara. One day in the Mishnah says it's not even a problem, right? Mamid is sukosa v'karamitas k'sheira. And then Rabbi Yehuda says posel, and even Rabbi Yehuda's sheet is not necessarily because of because of Mamid. Yeah. Now there is a discussion in the Rishonim about if you make a sukkah on the tree. Also, Sukkosa Barosh Ha'ilan, right? Barosh Ha'ilan. That's that's the Mishnah here on page 2. Also, Sukkosa Barosh Ha'gala, Barosh Ha'sfina, Barosh Ha'ilan. Page 2 in the Mishnah, Chabez Ha'mabez. So that means you put your sukkah packet. Oh no, I took the packet. Oh, I'm sorry, there was a packet you done. Okay, right, but right, it's not in your gimbal, it's in your dalad. But maybe, you know what, I should give out, take your dalads also, take your dalads, because I'm going to we have to learn your gimel and your dalet together. Okay, so please give out your dalets to people. Okay, so in Yudalad, we have the Mishnah that you put your sukkah on the tree, like a tree house. A tree house. So what's the problem? So a tree house is, what does it say? It's good, Kshera. But ain't only lo biyantav. But you can't use that. It's good for chol hamoed. It's a good sukkah for chol hamoed. But yantav, you're not allowed to climb a tree. Okay, so you can't use it on yantav. But so the question that's raised is. Is that a question of mamid? Is that a question of mamid? Because a tree, so it's here. It's mechubar l'karka. It's mechubar l'karka. So the question is, if it's mechubar l'karka, what's the story? So the Rishonim discussed this this halacha. What's the story? So take a look on in packet Yud Gimel, page 3. I didn't bracket this part. I should have. The first word on the line is Shemamida. Page 3 in the Ran. Keep going down until you get the first word on the line is Shemamida. Shemamida bedovra mikabotum haimitame davagav damrina kukum ksherim ludfanos. Everything is good for the dolphin. Hanimil sheena schach omer aleim. It's also midrabanon. Shem yomru ze omed v'ze mamid. Because people are going to say that, you know, this is the schach, this is the mamid, and just like it's good for the mamid, it's good for the omed. In other words, if you start using dover, it's not good for schach for the mamid, you'll start using it for the schach itself. You'll confuse the two.
Now, then he asks a question.
So isn't that a problem of mamid? You can't use a tree. So how can you put your sukkah on a tree? Isn't that a problem of mamid? Right? It's a tree house.
Shani ilan lo chozul l'schach v'lo shchiach l'mschachi bay.
So you could say that it's just like we said by the Ran, by the bricks, by the stones, you don't use it usually for, so it's not shchiach that you're going to use it, so it won't come to be confusion.
But he says, milo nehira, because
fakir, and ilan would be very shchiach that you're going to use that for the shade of your. So that can very easily become a problem. So if you're going to use the ilan to be a mamid, you'll come to use the ilan for the schach itself.
Ilan shchiach l'sam k'zotzan hidla ala hagefen. Rabban teres behu del kaman lav schach al gabim askimam.
So that's what he.
So he quotes the Ramban, and he said, "No." He says,
"That's not a mamid, because the ilan is not holding up the schach. The ilan is what the floor for this treehouse. So you have the ilan, then you have the defanos, and then you have the schach on that."
So the Ramban says that that's not a problem. The lav mimsachek al gabi ilan skin el shakarka sukkah nosun b'ilan. The notz kundesim b'karka sukkah. Sikha alem. Okay, gav na afak shemuchubar The Masa Karka Ba'al Maka'ovid.
He says, the Elon is Maisa Karka Ba'alma. But you're using the tree to be your floor. So are you going to tell me that I can't, how can I have a sukkah on the ground? In your backyard, you have a sukkah on the concrete or on the ground, on the porch. So anyone in the right mind going to say that that's no good, that's mamid, ridiculous, because that's the karka. That's not mamid the scha, but maisa karka ba'alma. So therefore, he says that's how the Ramban explains.
The kind of ain't only mabiyonim lama shatzarich la'alos sham ha'in shakarka shalom habi'ilan v'lo b'karka shalom.
Whereas you could learn the pshat of the sukkah be'ilan means you put a sukkah on the concrete, and the ilan was just holding up the schach. But you think that's not the pshat. The pshat is it's holding up the whole building. It's like a treehouse. So that's the Ramban's big vort. Oh, so how to have so? What, so now this is very relevant. For the Chazanish. So let's look in the Chazanish. Excuse me. Page 9. So he discusses the following. In other words, the Ramban. This is what I think Rav Shechter said over. The Ramban is saying. Yeah, so take a look in the Chazon Ish, page 9, where you see where I put the arrow, go further down. The first one was the low nomar. Ela b'ovan ha'nismach ala b'kabal tumma. V'zed nam b'davkev shem kabal tumma ha'karka. From Loshon Ramban. V'yung ha'yadaitam gam b'schach gufei ma'amid ma'amid kosher, ein ha'scholo lo'du b'maimber ha'tfonot salam amit. Because there is a concept called ma'amid ma'amid. Meaning something is holding up the schach, but and something else is holding up to something else. Whereas, say you have like this, you have a sukkah that's made out of regular sukkah. So, and it's held up by say wood, and then underneath the wood there's metal. So the metal is holding up the wood, and the wood is holding up that. That's called mamid the mamid. So the Chazon Ish was known to be machmir for mamid the mamid, right? Whereas people, you know, quote the Chazon Ish, as we'll see, that he didn't want the screws, you know, he wanted wooden pegs, right? Not to have the screw is holding up the walls, and then the walls are holding up the schach. So the screw is a mamid the mamid. So he said, you see from this Ramban that Mamid the Mamid is a problem. Because why? Because the only reason that it's mutter in the Ilan is because if it's karka, that's that you can't go so far. Or else, how are you going to ever make a sukkah? The karka, you can't use karka for schach. So you have to put the sukkah somewhere. Put on the karka. So karka is mutter. But anything short of being the karka, even though it's mamid the mamid, because the whole question won't get off the ground, isn't it a problem to put it on the ilan? But the ilan's not holding up the schach, so it's a mamid the mamid. So that was the kasha. The answer is that we don't go by mamid the mamid, we don't go so far to ask the karka as well. But if it wouldn't be the karka, it would be something. You know, not the karka, but a mamid the mamid would be a problem. It was only the karka is okay. So therefore, he says, lachain, on the left side, one second,
So that's what Rav Shach always points out. The whole thing of Mamed, of Mamed is a Chumrah. Because we saw in Shulchan Aruch, it's Mutter. But he says, once you know it to be Machmir, that's how Rav Shach saw with the Chazanish. The whole thing is a Chumrah. So Mikra then it's all Mutter. But if you're going to be Machmir, then you have to go all the way. Then you have to go all the way. So therefore, you would ask him, but Mikra did the whole thing. We saw in Shulchan Aruch yesterday, the whole thing is Mutter. But if already you can be Choshish that it's a problem, then Mamed the Mamed is not a Kula. It was, even if it's not the thing directly touching the Schach, it's further away, but it's still Mamed the Mamed, and then the Schach is on top of that, it'll be a problem. So he says, L'chein l'didon sh'anu nogim l'hafmi b'din hemnid ha'schach v'dover ha'mekab v'tum k'das Ramban v'ran ein l'kbo ha'kulon l'sos v'masmerim. You shouldn't, you have the wooden beams. So usually you knock them in with nails, and then you put the schach on top of the wooden beams. So you don't put nails. So he says you shouldn't use it. He says only if the thing won't stand without the nail. If the nail's there, but you don't really need the nail to be there, it'll stand without, so then that's not necessarily a problem. So he says that then he quotes the Magen Avraham. You see the Magen Avraham. Tov Resh Chaf Ches. Chaf Ches. Yeah, page. What page is it?
Seven.
So the Magen Avraham says. They may be in schach test. If gotten test, they may be in schach. But don't run the kabel too much. Maybe you will schach. But I will get the meaning of kosa on him. And we saw the round. That's okay. So it's no shchiach she schach with him. For the kuliyam yadin the guy gave the based the mikvish no gim lahamid tanim tachas haschach. Umid is chasidusu. In other words, there's a minhag that some people put tanim, you know, like bamboo, under the schach. So this way, it's on something that's not mekabel tumu. We just see this. How can we say that Ashkazu Kaman shavu pisha schach kosher noson al ashrudim kosher came into hitiru lo elm kei noson schach kosher aleim. So as long as you, yeah, that's, if you put, kadim on the shrudim, then it's okay. So the Chazanei says he disagrees with that. Because he says that it doesn't matter that you're putting shrudim kadim on top of the shrudim, but that's the mamid mamid. Mamid mamid is a problem. So again, as Rav Shechter pointed out, Chazan is saying really the whole thing is just a chumra. But if you choshish that it's a problem, then you have to go all the way. That's the point. But the
pasuk.
What is the? In other words, if you want to be choshish for the shita that mamid is a problem.
Yeah.
So then there's no heter of mamid mamid.
I mean,
because that's part of the gzera.
You can say the same thing by by Shabbos, thereby mishtamish peila and sidonim and sidei sidonim.
Yeah, but that's a different halacha.
But that's
a different halacha. You're making analogies.
Right.
That's the Polish style. Are you from Poland? No, you're Yekish.
I'm born in this country.
But no, the old style of learning of the Avnei Nezer and all this, they would medama milsul milsul. They would take a halacha from Hilchos Shabbos and then they would compare it to Hilchos Sukkah. Or even though who says that you can make that comparison? But that was the old style of learning. Why isn't it popular today? Like someone pointed out, because today people don't have enough breadth of knowledge to make these comparisons. And the whole, Rabbi David Horowitz pointed out, the whole brisker derech is to come out against this idea. That's the whole idea of Tzveidinim. What does Tzveidinim mean? It means you're trying to compare Taurus and Shabbos to this. Tzveidinim, those are two separate halachas. The brisker mahalach is trying to say to avoid analogies. That's what they're into. In other words, that's the brisker mahalach, that you can't medame one for the other. But the Polish mahalach is not like that. So you're saying what you're saying is good. But the Chazon Ish was also not, even though he wasn't a brisker, but he wasn't a Polisher either. No. Right, so that's what we were trying to see. Could you extend Hasalom and Olasoy to other areas? So that's what we're saying. Maybe not. Only the Gemara extends it, but maybe not beyond what the Gemara says extends it. Or could you just, broaden it? So that's why the Chazon Ish is. Some people have the minhag when they have the canvas metal frames. What they do is they take flats of wood and they put on top of the metal on the perimeter, and then the schach is on top of that. So that's what the Mogen Avraham says, that's okay. And the Chazon Ish says, that's not okay. Again, Chazon Ish says, of course it's okay, because the whole thing is a chumrah, like Rav Shechter pointed out. He said, but Lididonch, Anunogim Mahachmir, that we're knowing to be Mahachmir, that somehow this became a thing that people are knowing to be Mahachmir, then it's not going to help you that you have that wooden, against the Mogen Avraham. But as you said, the whole thing could be a chumrah in its own right. So the answer is, bottom line, that's why, bottom line, somebody's buying a sukkah, a katkhila, tell them to buy a wooden sukkah so they won't have problems. If their parents already have the metal sukkah, so it's kosher even the katkhila. You can make a bracha on it. We still didn't discuss yet this for next semester about the waving in the wind of the, that's why the whole thing here, they bought this new sukkah this year by the big one and by the cafeteria, in that area, so they bought a canvas sukkah. So that's the question. Is that still good? Then we have to learn that sukkah. That's a different sukkah. So, I wouldn't have told them not to buy such a sukkah. The old sukkah they had was a wooden sukkah. Gewaldig. That was the best sukkah. The old sukkah they had was wooden sukkah. They had the wooden sukkah. It was a huge sukkah. It was a great sukkah. People didn't like going there. It was a little inconvenient. But it was b'shus hayachid. So now you have choice between the sukkah on Amsterdam Avenue, which is a sukkah b'shus harabim, but it's wood, and the sukkah inside the b'shus hayachid, but it's canvas. So that was the Shiloh this year, which did you opt for?
Based on what we learned, you probably should opt for outside the Shiloh around and take the sukkah that's may have got some metal on it.
The sukkah, well, but this one, did this one have metal, this one? Remember? The canvas one?
Are you not going to have metal frame?
What?
Metal frame?
Yeah.
Huh?
Maybe you have, okay. But we still didn't do the sugya of waving in the wind, so we can't make a conclusion yet until we do that sugya too. Okay, now one of the most things that people are always asking me is, oh, could you tie down the schach with ropes? Because people live in New Jersey, wherever they live, they're afraid that the wind is going to blow the schach away. So that was like from the top 10 questions that I get. This is so that's what we're going to see. There's a tshuva here from the Betzel HaChochma. Who's the Betzel HaChochma?
Australia.
Right, he was the rabbi in Australia. Rabbi Neuberger once said, he once went to Australia, why you used to have this Kiruv counterpoint in Australia. Rabbi Neuberger went, so they were asking Rabbi Moshe Feinstein about the dateline issues in Australia, and Rabbi Moshe was upset that they were asking him. He says, why are you asking me? You have the rabbi in Australia should be asking, the Tzal Stern, who's the brother of who? Who's his brother? The Debrezina, from Moshe Stern, from 16th Avenue in Borough Park. So one brother was in 16th Avenue in Borough Park, and the other brother was in Australia. Right. These are the Stern. But both, so he has a whole truth about this also. Okay, so, but I want to show you this Ramban, Iran, and Chazanish today. And Bez Hashem, tomorrow, we'll continue. I want to wish everyone a Freilich and Chanukah. And you should light the menorah. And, what? Machasima Toiva.
We have the last
opportunity
from
Shuvah. Yeah, according to some, yeah. Yeah, we did that last year. Yes, I'll always accept it. Till next Rosh Hashanah. Okay, but, tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, should be regular. Tomorrow's first day of Chanukah, a regular day. So Thursday we have the Masiba between 11 and 12, and then we'll have regular Shira afterwards.
Thursday.
And then Sunday, we're off on Sunday, and then Be'ez Hashem, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I already got the Chazara questions back. So we do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Chazara. And then we'll have Brachina following Thursday. And then starting December 26th, I invite everyone who's here to attend the Shiur Mechilchas Uber. Now, people ask me whether it has to do with car services, but it's not. But I'll tell you a good story about a car service within Uber. But, I'll tell you a good story if you come.
One of your children?
No, not one of my children. I'll tell you off the record. Yeah, I'll shut it off.